It is extremely confusing. And that's where I think, you know, having a single standard for the whole country, which could happen after the Supreme Court decision, it would make everyone's lives easier. It would make the same-sex couples' lives easier. It would make the government bureaucrats who have to figure all this stuff out easier. It would make businesses much more efficient in terms of how they deal with their employees. They don't have to treat employees, you know, on a state-by-state basis, because it gets very confusing for all of those places. The religious exemptions are there. There's no requirement in any of those states for ministers or to perform ceremonies for same-sex couples if they don't want to. Faith communities don't have to recognize those marriages if they don't want to. So there's already a pretty clear line there. I think the question about the businesses and business owners who may have religious objections to serving same-sex couples, maybe florists or bakers. That's where the action is in terms of the public debate. In fact, we've seen hundreds of thousands of same-sex weddings across the country that never involved any of those kinds of problems. I think most same-sex couples would rather not have to get into a debate about the legitimacy of their marriage with their florist or caterer. They're going to go to places that they know they will be served. And so I think, you know, it's in the sense of the number of times this has happened, it's really very small in the context of the larger set of marriages that have taken place.
I think what happened in Indiana was a big setback for those who want religious exemptions for private businesses. The legislature passed that kind of law. Religious conservatives strongly backed it. It was very clear that they wanted it in order not to serve same-sex couples. And then because of the reaction actually of business interest, economic pressure, the governor and the legislature had to back down. Oh, I think that's, in many ways, it's the whole ball game. The Supreme Court is very cautious about not getting too far ahead of public opinion on divisive social issues. And it is extraordinary that we are at a position where we think it's quite plausible that the court will force states to recognize same-sex couples in 2015. The first same-sex couple to marry in the United States was 11 years ago in 2004. So in historical terms, that's like a millisecond.